I have a 15-year-old son. He's our youngest son. And he attends a local Catholic high school here in San Diego. And part of his curriculum includes a religion class. They are currently talking about love. And one of the things that he said that the teacher told them is that God loves everyone. And he loves Satan as much as he loves Mary. Now, I'm not sure exactly what was said and how it was said, and maybe this is just what my son understood. So my question to you, is that true?
God loves Satan, or Satan would not exist. If God quit loving any person, they would cease to be. God holds all creation in being, and his ongoing creative and recreative love is essential for our existence. So if God quit loving you or your son or me or anyone else who is listening, we'd cease to exist. God continues to love us. Now, the only thing with your statement as your son related to you from your son's teacher that I would I sort of cringed a little at is to say God loves Satan as much as he loves Mary. Now you're trying to quantify love. And I have a real problem with doing that because I think it misses what love is. And so I wouldn't use that language myself. I would say God loves Satan and God loves Mary. And what it means to love is to want, will, and work for the true good of the person. And in God's case, you know, God wants what's best for every one of us. Now, each of us are free, and we can reject God's offer of relationship. We can reject all the graces God's given us. And that's what Satan has done in a definitive way, because as a being that does not exist in space and time, Satan's initial act of rebellion determines him for all eternity, because he doesn't live in the realm where change can happen. He lives outside of time, right. So it's not possible to change. In that sense. So he's determined himself for all eternity in rebellion to God with his non-servium, I will not serve. So, but God continues to love him even though he doesn't return God's love.